They do.
Let me tell you what the Bible said about that. It said, go to the closet and lock the door. And pray, don't it?
Yeah. And offer your alms in silence. In secret, I guess it is.
I imagine that would be you really in earnest of this heart of yours to talk to God when you go in. And nothing would disturb you now while you're praying and pleading instead of going to closet, you know. And lock the door. And I'll tell you about this church house business. You don't have to go to church to be saved. You believe you do?
No, I believe you.
I believe if you get out here and God gets right together, well, you can get forgiveness anymore. Out here in the field, out here in this house, or anywhere. If you're honest, you know, praying honest to you, I believe you can get saved.
It's a pleasant feeling, isn't it, too?
There's something about it that you can feel that you know there's something happening, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been in churches and places where people just happen, or there's something comes over, you know. You've happened too.
Mm-hmm.
So you've been there, ain't
you? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to change the subject here, but what was the first thing that happened to you this morning?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing you did that you remember?
I believe I just got out and put on
the worst thing he done, I was standing there putting my foot up for his own. He said, my mother's late.
He's afraid I was going to be here.
Yes, sir. And he just looked for me and said, mother's late. And I said, no, it's 10:50. That's the first thing he said. I don't know what he done. He's
I got up and got my shirt on first.
First thing you did is woke up, wasn't it?
That's the first thing.
That's the first thing you done, woke up. That was a record down there.
Somebody went to the ditch.
Did you dream?
Oh, I don't know what everything.
Do you dream? Not very often. I don't have time. I'm too tired. Do you say, if you have a dream, let's say last night you had a dream, well, what would you say? You dreamed or you dreamt? Or?
Oh, I would say I had a dream or
I dreamt
so-and-so.
Uh-huh. Is that what you say?
I had a dream.
You would say I dreamt?
Say I dreamt, I dreamed.
Dream.
That'd be the right way, would it?
I don't know. I think either one.
Yeah, I dreamt, I dreamt.
You might answer, I reckon, on which would be the proper.
Oh,
I'm
just interested in what people say.
Would you believe, you know, I'm kind of kidding you, I believe in dreams, some of them.
You do?
Uh-huh.
I don't think I do.
Well, let me tell you. When my father got sick and I dreamt me and Mr. that's her brother, was in Glover River, and the river was just big, and I'll tell you how it was, it's just a big old flowing, and it's just going over, and we're in there playing, you know, and cutting up, and there was a telephone line in that water, and he had to go down under the water, and then he'd come back up, you know, just, you know how water carries things down there.
Yeah.
And me and him played in that water all night there, and the next morning, the next day, we was picking cotton, an old boy come, Holy Mix come out to see him, was picking cotton, and he said he got a telegram from me. And my daddy was bad sick.
Hmm.
And I believe I dreamt it before you got it, you know.
Hmm.
I dreamt about the telephone line, and it hit in water, and it water. You know what they say, muddy water is a bad dream?
Oh, is that right? I didn't know that.
Yeah, muddy water is a bad dream.
It'd be awful in western Oklahoma and central Oklahoma where I am.
It doesn't have muddy water?
That's all we got.
Oh. Well, muddy water is a bad dream, they claim here, and so I tell when the boy come, the telegram said your father's bad sick. So I got home before he died, but he lives one day, I believe.
Hmm.
And I've always thought about that being torn, playing in the river, and that telephone line, and there wasn't any line on that river there, you see, it wasn't there in Crawford.
Mm-hmm.